He called the findings alarming. According to Califano, the new federal study had found that at least one of every five future cases of cancer in the USA would come from exposure to carcinogens on the jobs. Figures which sharply contradicted much lower estimates made recently by capitalist industries were made public during a speech delivered in Washington, D.C. to the AFL-CIO National Conference on Occupational Safety and Health, the first of its kind to be called by the union. Califano said the study, conducted by the National Cancer Institute and the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, also showed that occupational exposure to asbestos alone may cause 2 million premature cancer deaths in the next decade. 2 million in the United States will die from their job, cancer-causing elements around their, where they work and what they breathe. 17% of the total population will have cancer deaths that they can expect during that time. That's a lot of people. Noting that that's only just industrially caused cancers. This is not to mention stress-caused cancers or other types of cancer that comes from direct working with radiation and so forth. Noting that earlier estimates by industry of the number of cancer cases related to occupational exposure between 1 and 5%, Califano recommended if the full consequence of occupational exposure in the present and the recent past are taken into account, estimates of at least 20% appear much more reasonable and may even be conservative. It could be as high as 40% of the American people facing a death by cancer. Other federal health officials, and all because of the air, the pollution in the jaws, in the air that you breathe when you drive down to your home or walk to your bus or wherever. Other federal, U.S. federal health officials familiar with the study said to interviewers that the researchers found that the number of occupationally related cancers may actually run up to 40% of all cancer in the country. It is, in my judgment, concluded Califano, myopic to argue that programs to protect workers are inflationary. If we do not count in our calculations that those programs buy safety, health, and often greater productivity. Califano was even forced to make comparisons to cancer in the USA and in the Soviet Union, where it is less than half that of the USA. The Army's battle is trying to bury a story of radar casualties. Microwave radiation, long thought harmless, is beamed at, is constantly at us constantly in the United States by radar, broadcast transmitters, telephone relays, satellites, power lines, microwave ovens, CB radios, and other sources. But workers exposed to microwaves have developed cataracts, blood disorders, cancer, behavior changes, and there's a possibility that microwaves cause genetic damage, sterility, and birth defects. As the truth emerges, the military-industrial complex, finance capitalism, and their marriage with the military keep the stranglehold of fascism on USA, whose existence depends on microwaves, is doing all in their power to try to suppress it from the press. Amazingly enough, it was picked up by the New York Post. The third of six parts describes the Army's reaction to a study of suspiciously high birth defect rates at radar base hospitals. Yes, I would call 12% quite a distinctly high birth defect rate. How much does it take to get the American people alarmed? Will we ever find that answer? Will we ever really know? Thus ends the news and commentary for Sunday. Remember to play the news in the library in the morning and at lunchtime, and then play the news in the evening, preparing for what may be a test tomorrow evening. then the language class, and then after that we'll have a we'll have our news and our language, and then we'll have a musical program for the head of the cultural center, where our band and musicians are to do a program that will net our community a great deal of money over the holidays. If everything goes along, they learn their principles of humanism and all of their concepts of language. If we learn that properly, it has a great chance of making us some money. The delegation will be coming to see how we perform. So there'll be that time. From 4 to 6, children will be having films that will be suitable to them. We have to arrange the video in another area beside the sewing machines. Let's do so, because we can't let anything till 31st eliminate us from our goal of making those dolls, those stuffed toys. Sandals and Sons, largest in Guyana, has promised to buy every one we make, and that's quite a breakthrough. We already see a 33,000 net profit at the rate we're going by the end of October 31. And we need every penny we can get, taking in so many in our free clinic. You ought to feel thrilled at a boy whose arm and leg look like, as I said, just bit on the path where he's walking because he stepped on a laborious tail and grabbed him, bit him. His leg looked like a plaster cast with boils and abscesses on it. It looked rotted in his heel, and it looked rotted in all the way up. Until we got time to deal with the situation and give him antibiotics and other immunities of from tetanus and some pain relief. He's in the hospital. We'll be staying in our headquarters. He's doing fine. If you care at all about our family, we're giving extra time. We've been working so many half days. You will please put in all you can, and then you will do all you can to beautify our homes and clean eyesores. Remember, I want the eyesore by the football, basketball court leveled off by public services tomorrow, if you kindly will. And any other places I come up, I'll be circulating around. I want to see us put as much as I can into that work picture. We arouse at 7:15 and go to work at 8:15 and go to 2:15. Let's make it very effective. Thank you very much. Much, much love to you. Remember, we have those who want freedom's blood in our hands. That's a great responsibility. Good night, and good day, rather, and much love. Got the young lad who didn't come in on his own. So there wasn't much concern there for his Mary and Kim.
No.
So some, having gotten him so wide awake as he did those in the office during the night, he will have courses in the extended care, because that is ridiculous to put that kind of pressure on the teacher in the office. So he'll be with Jujara for a while on appeals from the office. Deep heart makes no difference. Then we'll just turn it over to the matter of the jar. Next time we'll call the brigadier. We tried last night, but he wasn't in. But next time, when we get the situation, we'll just turn it over to the brigadier. He's been so helpful of the guy on the defense force. Thank you. Much love. A good day. A good work day. Purest form of democracy, like they had in the early days of England and New England and the United States. Everything is decided by all the people participating. We don't believe in dictatorships, right or left. We believe in democracy, in freedom. Freedom of the individual to express. And we gave every opportunity for consideration. I just wanted to let it be known, the next situation will give Brigadier General Price the opportunity because he offered his assistance. So I'm firm in that matter. Thank you. Have a good day and work, as I say, as vigorously as we can to produce so that we'll have more funds to be able to take in more people to our free medical clinic. The child that was going to lose his leg that was like, just looked like it was like a cast. It was so thick, so swollen, it looked like it rotted. He's doing excellent. He's going to save his leg. One of the few who come through laborious, two bites. The last time it happened, it was to David George's relative, a 9-year-old cousin. He died within an hour of a laborious bite. None of our people have been bitten. We urge you to be careful during this excessive rainy season, the longest that we've had in 10 years, to be careful not to be unaware that snakes like to go to high ground during such rain. We've still spotted none in our community, but be on the lookout. Thank you for your endeavor to make this a better place. Be sure to beautify your homes. In every way, plant foods. They make for beauty justice flowers. Any eyesores any of you see, please point them out as Professor Chop did in the suggestion box, and a few others. Help correct them yourself by coming to me, and I will immediately get public services on the job, because they, as well as myself, want this to be the most beautiful place that it can be. We're very grateful to the doctors who have been here testing our eyes. I have to be involved today, but I hope that they will examine mine. But your eyes are more important than mine. Already we need over 30 pairs of glasses, so I understand, and a lens for one of the children who had lost two before. We just say, do not lose two before, or you're going to have two more, or you're going to have to do extra work in the cooperative to try to help make up for this. This is not fair. In a cooperative arrangement where everything is provided, free medicine, free dental care, free everything, food, education, scholarships. It's not fair to lose the expensive glasses and contact lenses and then expect us just to go and buy some more. The doctors are trying to be helpful for us, and in order to help us to reduce prices, so we absolutely demand to be responsible about your glasses, because we're into the thousands of dollars this year, into the tens of thousands we've paid out already this year in glasses. We're so grateful to these wonderful gentlemen who understand what freedom's about and yet have a humanitarian concern. So we do demand that you take pains and be concerned when they give you advice, and that you don't lose glasses or break them. We cannot afford that in a cooperative and give free medicine to 300 people a week that come from surrounding areas as far away as in a river 27 miles upriver, as this Indian family did with their son who was dying. His leg looked like it was literally rotted off. It entered his lymphatic system from the bite, two bites of a laborious snake, which is usually fatal. Miraculously, he's in our headquarters, and he's not going to lose his leg. He's going to be normal. Much love. Thank you very much. Having enough of half days these week to make up for fine production, so we had a half day yesterday, half day today. We've had several half days during the work week, even during the regular work week. The work schedule is 8:15 to 2:15. Your get up time is 7:15. So we urge all of you to be trying to get as much production out and spending time on your homes and beautifying and all look after eyesores. Those that do correct their proper intake on their heart, their total community will be given special awards of travel later and scholarship and all the other advantages, because there are going to be a number of advantages from USA and other countries. You know what countries I'm talking about. I've gone over them enough times with you. That's the ones we're concerned, because that way you'll see places you've never seen before. So all take a special interest. That's what I ask. There's time for wake up time, and the news will be in the library. The news will be in the library in the morning and the noon, and then it'll be in the pavilion. That will give you current news from BBC and Voice of America under the pavilion, which you can help, because we're trying to correct all functional illiteracy. We have to have it done. Everyone can read a little bit and write somewhat. That's the beauty. The poor in USA, as in many, many major countries, are never given an opportunity to read or write. We are going to defeat that, as well as building an outstanding cooperative. That's our purpose, to defeat that. So we will have our class this evening, 7:30. I'll let you know what night we're not having classes. 7:45 is news, and after that is language. We're studying 5 different languages in the Jonestown community, and that's very good, because one needs to be a linguist in these days, and some of you are doing an excellent job. We're proud of you. So it'll be after the news, current news events of the radio broadcast, then thereafter an hour of language. Our film will be soon fixed, because I've asked for the part to be sent down immediately from the United States, so you'll have the film. We will set up the television, because we have some new, beautiful new films from television. We'll set it up in the second school pavilion or the dining room pavilion, whichever is more stable electrically speaking, that will benefit you. Remember, we have a good day and a chance to help. By producing, we can give more free medical care. We now give 300 people free medical care on the average of a week. And we have a lot of people who want to get out of the urban cities where children are tempted by dope and gangs, the asphalt jungle. It happens to all modern industrial centers. Here we don't have to worry about drugs, muggings, rapes, or antisocial behavior. We don't even have violence. Parents don't even have to spank their children. That is a rule that is outlawed by the town forum vote. As everyone here has a vote, and everyone exercises it. We've gone all these times since we've been settled here without any difficulty. We're going to keep that up. We believe that reason can reach the human mind. Thank you so much, and much love.